Respect, honor, and tradition. These words come to mind when I look at this building. It stands as a testament to those words. The fire station and the one before it stood guard and protected the neighborhoods of the city for 100 years. It's closed now. New testimony of the failed policies. We hear of tough choices in leadership, but I believe leadership is finding a way to protect and serve the neighborhoods of the city, like this building. Respect, honor, tradition. In the house I grew up in on the south side, I heard those words and I knew what they meant. It was a two-family in the valley. My uncle and his family lived downstairs. My parents and my brother and myself lived upstairs. My dad was a musician. He played and taught this music on the north side in Stagnini's Music Shop. He played in the symphony and on the old DeLange Gang, for you members of you who remember the old TV show. My mom stayed home and took care of us. And later on, became his secretary at the Musicians Union when he was elected secretary. I grew up in the Valley, one of those neighborhoods where everybody was working class, everybody was the same, and nobody locked their door. And Jim and Stacy taught my brother and me about respect and honor and tradition. And they also had help from Monsignor Watley at Our Lady of Lourdes. It was like that in our neighborhood, it was like that in a lot of neighborhoods. I grew up in that neighborhood and played ball there and went to school there, and I loved every minute of it. I was lucky enough to go to work for the Parks Department. In over 34 years, I got to know this town pretty good. Eastwood, the Valley, Tipperary Hill, North Side, East Side. I guess unless you were born here, or you lived here long enough to love this city, it's hard to understand how Syracusans love their communities and where they live. Unfortunately, some of these neighborhoods are challenged by a lack of attention to the quality of life issues. Poor housing, violent crime, burglaries, vandalism plague some of our neighborhoods. And while Crane's downtown herald the coming of condos and $2,700 a month apartments, these neighborhoods languish. I believe real leadership established priorities. And the one priority of my administration would have reestablished the integrity of every neighborhood in the city. While creek walks and gazebos and bike trails are grand amenities, let's not forget what's really important, the safety and well-being of our neighborhoods. And not only the folks that live there, but the folks that protect and serve those people. I also know the folks in this town want openness and transparency in their government, a place where they get to participate in important decisions, like a closing of a fire station, or a senior center like the Ida Benderson Center that served this community for 35 years. They also like to have a say in how we allocate our police resources for public safety. Decisions should be made open. They shouldn't be made behind closed doors. An administration listens to the people it represents. This is about, this primary is about you, the voter, and how the city operates and functions. And the choice is clear. It's a choice between collaboration or combativeness, constituents or cronyism, community or a concentration of power, transparency or closed-door deals. This primary offer borders a choice. As a common counselor, I knew what was going on in the neighborhoods. And the people out there know who gets the job done.